Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
The last time that we had Richard and Christy on, this is what she sounded like. He came to us and he said, look, I've got this five-day cruise. And it was for me and my girlfriend, but she broke up with me. And I still want to go on the cruise, and I'd like to find a girl that I'm fairly compatible with. But the problem is we only have like 2 days to find her. So we made that a personal challenge, and we took it to you guys. And he went out, and he talked to a couple of different girls, and he decided that Christy was the girl that should go on the cruise with him. And this is what she sounded like the last time we had her on.
I'm looking forward to it, a little nervous, a little apprehensive. I had really low expectations. Like, I was expecting to go and meet him for a drink and, you know, not really like him. But he was actually, you know, funny, and we had a lot to talk about, and yeah. So why not?
Okay, at that point, she sounds pretty excited. But Wendy said by the end of the conversation, you say she sounded a little apprehensive.
Yeah, she sounded a little nervous, like she didn't want to go, but she got picked, so she had to go.
Yeah, the way it came about was like she entered it originally as a joke, like a friend of hers, right, sent first line in. And then when she actually progressed down through the vetting procedure and found out that she was really going to be one of the finalists, mm-hmm. she was kind of like, oh, okay, that's cool, cruiser. Started as a joke.
Okay.
Yeah, so
the reality was hitting her?
Well, mm-hmm. but I just interpreted it as she's nervous and here she is getting picked and it's going to be an awkward situation to begin with, even if it turns out fine. So I didn't really read too much into it.
And I said this earlier, you know, when you travel with anybody, it doesn't matter how long you've been with them. I mean, my wife and I just went on vacation. We've been with each other for 14 years. It's tough to travel. You want to do one thing. She wants to do the other. You want to eat here. She wants to eat there. You want to chill out. She wants to go on a tour. So it's always a little bit of, you know, compromise going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now you add to the equation here a cruise where your stateroom is all of about 8x8 and you're basically right on top of each other and you've really never had anything except an hour conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So anything can happen at that point.
But you can't. It's not a situation where running in the water and running the shower in the bathroom's going to be enough to cover up your farts. Like, she's going to hear it.
You're going to have to tell her you're going to have to go to another deck.
Right.
So here is Richard back from his cruise. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. All we ask for you, because we did do this whole thing to try to find you the right girl, is just give us some brutal honesty mm-hmm. on exactly what happened. Because from the time you left here, things look pretty good. You guys are ready to go, ready to do this five-day cruise together.
Yeah, at first she was a little apprehensive, but she actually showed up at the airport, which was a big step.
Were you shocked?
I was shocked. She pulled up, and I'm like, well, at least have a ride to the ship. And we got on board, laid around the pool, had some drinks, had some conversation. It was a little awkward the first day, just trying to get to know each other and, you know, what's going on, who's
so
what.
You went very fast. How does it go when you get to the room? Because cruise ship beds are either two separate small beds or they've removed the dresser and they kind of push them together.
Well, they're two separate beds, so it wasn't an issue.
Okay.
But you were at the hotel before that for a whole night?
No.
No, right to the cruise.
I flew that morning, and then she picked me up.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, we spent the second day basically at sea, lounging around in the sun, having frozen drinks, relaxing. Not a lot of conversations.
Well, hold on a minute.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, we're going awfully fast, actually. I'm with Jeff on this. We're accelerating too fast. Like, because you pretty much know in the first 5 minutes of a conversation, things are going to go well or not.
Yeah, you're yada yada in this. So you get on the boat, and then everything's great. And then you have some drinks, right? And things are so. Did either of you get good and buzzed?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So then you fast forward, drink, dance, well, fun. Then it's bedtime.
Yada, yada.
So what happens when you're in your little closet and you're doing your little dance where you're trying to put on your pajamas and she's trying to put on her full length nightgown that goes up to her neck and you guys are like trying
to get all Amish.
Right. And you guys are trying to work your way around that tiny little room and then you go to bed. Is it like, okay, good night and shake hands or kiss or do you try to make two people fit in one bed or what happens?
Yeah. Actually, the stateroom is a lot larger than I thought it'd be.
Oh, yeah?
So okay. There was quite a bit of room. It was definitely awkward hanging out that much with someone that you don't really know.
But sure.
It wasn't that bad. I gave her space. I'd go off, you know, do something else while she got ready, and I'd come back. So it wasn't too bad.
And she was in bed with the sheets pulled right up to her neck? Tightly?
Yeah, the first night.
With another guy.
With someone else.
So, but then what it is like, are you guys lying in your separate bed and you go, good night, and she goes, good night?
Yeah, kind of like that.
It was.
Okay.
Could you tell during that first day, I still feel like we're missing here, the first day that you guys are out cruising and you're drinking and you're lounging around and stuff, are you getting any kind of sense at all that there's any kind of chemistry here? Or do you know, like, right off the bat, okay, this is going to be nothing but friendship?
I think right off it was, let's just see if we can get through the first day. Chemistry,
give me a drink.
Unknown. There was a lot of drinking, maybe, to get through that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think by the second day, we realized this isn't really, you know, we're not really compatible, so...
So the second day of a 5-day cruise, you realize that this is not you're not compatible.
Yeah,
but you're stuck.
But are you getting along? I mean,
we're getting along.
It
great.
Could be,
I mean,
you know, platonic and fun, yeah, and hanging out and looking for other people while you're on the ship together and having a good time.
Definitely, and you know, I would say she was definitely a great pick because she was a lot of fun. She had great personality. She was definitely someone that could.
All the guys loved her.
Yeah. So yeah, a good choice. However, not something, you know, long-term compatibility, but that wasn't really what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. I mean, ideally, sure, but you know, I just needed someone to hang out with on the cruise and have fun. And she definitely was that person.
So do you acknowledge that, like, halfway through the second day, are you like, yeah, this isn't going to be anything romantic, so you be my wing woman, I'll be your wingman? Or are you like, let's just drink until we're hot and we'll have sex? Or like, what is...
No, there's no sex. It was pretty much, hey, this is how it is. It's, you know, cards on the table. Let's just have a good time. Make the best of this.
You said that or she said that?
I brought it up and okay, then she confirmed.
Okay. So you weren't feeling any kind of vibe. If no, she was vibing on you, would you have been vibing on her?
I don't know.
No, not sure.
It's hard to say.
So this is day two in a 5-day cruise. So are those other 3 days, are they on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best time you've ever had in your life? It's a Mentos commercial. and 1 being just awful.
I'd say it's about a 4.
4.
Okay.
You know, it's the Caribbean. You got to have some fun. But fortunately, at formal dinner, we had dinner with with Bill and Ann, who is a fun married couple out of Ohio, and we hung out with them.
They were, Bill and Ann from Ohio, so like the most boring people on the planet.
Hey, be nice.
She's on
Jeff,
the phone.
Yeah,
she's on hold.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying she is. I'm just saying, hi, I'm Ann. This is my husband, Bill. We're from Ohio. And I'm like, oh, great.
It just sounds very geriatric. Yeah. Generic.
That is a nice looking cat on your sweater.
It's great.
And it's 94 degrees out.
Wow.
All right, so you sit down to this formal dinner and you make friends with other people and things are going okay there.
Right.
All right.
Yes, and they were very cool, Jeff. So
no, I'm not saying that they're not. I'm sure they are very cool.
It was a dog on a sweater.
I'm just saying Bill and Ann from Ohio wear reindeer ears during Christmas season when they go to the mall.
It was New Year's hats.
All right. So I think that helped get us over the hump because it was like, okay, we realized this isn't really going anywhere, but sorry about that. So yeah, we hung out with them most of the rest of the cruise, and they made it a lot more fun.
Okay, we need some honesty here because if things are just platonic and you're having a good time and she's having a good time and you get back to Atlanta, that's a 7. It was an average trip. Look, I didn't get any, but we had a good time and I'll never forget it. Something happened to bring it from a 7 to a 4.
Did you fight?
Did she hook up with another dude?
In your room?
I got kicked out of the stateroom the last day. That was awkward.
No.
I'm just kidding. No, she didn't know. It was...
Did she hook up with another guy?
No. Not that I know of. It's a big shit.
There was never any kind of argument?
No.
Any kind of dislike?
No.
But it was a 4. A 4 is a bad trip.
That is bad.
Okay, maybe it's not a 4. Maybe it's a higher than that, but...
4.2.
Yeah.
Why isn't she on with us?
She had a meeting today, so she couldn't get out of it.
Why is she really not on with us today?
That's the truth. Yeah? You can call her and ask her.
I can't. She's in a meeting.
She can't. She won't talk to
we
us.
We did. We tried.
Oh, you did?
Here's Ann from Ohio. Hey, Ann.
Hi.
How are you?
Just for the record, I don't wear cats on my sweater.
All right, Ann, what did you see? Because he said like the highlight of this trip was hanging out with you and your husband. So what did you see with these two?
Of course we're fun people. Come on, we're Ohio State Buckeye fans. We know how to party. Come on.
Okay, we'll
see. Gator chomp.
We'll see. So tell us about the night that you guys hung out with them. Could you tell that there was zero chemistry going on there?
Well, we met them the first night at dinner, and, you know, they could have totally played it off as a normal couple, and we wouldn't have known anything. But the first question I asked was, what made you decide to take a cruise? So they had to tell us the whole story about how they met on the radio and everything. Mm-hmm. So everything was out in the open from the beginning.
Okay.
And, yeah, by the second night, we could kind of tell that it probably wasn't going to work.
How can
Not much. Just not much chemistry, and, you know, my husband and I tended to carry the conversation a lot, so we just kind of... We're wondering how the conversation was going when we weren't around.
So.
Was there a lot of conversation going on at all when they weren't around?
Not really.
Nothing.
Damn. That was the worst
awkward.
Part.
That's the worst.
It is.
Oh, like it's if you, when you're in a car and you don't know what to say, and both of you are sitting there, and it's the longest drive ever. That is the feeling.
Because what I thought is, if you acknowledged it, if you acknowledged it, nothing was going to happen, then that could have been a potential for such a fun trip. You know, all that's out of the way. You know what? She knew she came on last minute because you and your girlfriend didn't work out. Because that ended up could have had more fun with her than you would have your girlfriend if you'd been fighting the whole time.
Unless
you know?
It's just some person that even platonically you wouldn't even hang out with even as friends. This is somebody right. in the office that you have nothing in common with. Yeah. So you got nothing. Awkward.
I think we're just two different people. So.
Did she at any point say in the cruise, "I'm not coming back on the radio"?
No.
Okay.
She was still planning on it, I think, until the end where she conveniently had a meeting.
Okay. And you guys were assigned the same table, so you guys ate with each other every night?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
So did the relationship slowly deteriorate in front of you, or it was just never even there?
After the second night, it pretty much tended to get worse and worse. And I mean, we had a fun time and we talked at dinner, but then we started hanging out a little bit more out on the ship and stuff, and then it got more and more awkward. As the cruise went on. So,
like, what was awkward? Just big stretches of silence, or, like, were there... Was it, like... You ever been out with a couple who starts fighting? I know Bill and Ann don't have any couples that fight. But if you did, like, you know how sometimes... And you know the other couple's fighting, but they're not acknowledging that they're fighting, but it's just like... Hi, Wendy. May I have the salt if you're not doing anything else like our neighbor? Please?
Did they just look miserable?
No, I mean, it wasn't really fighting, but it kind of got to the point where we would go and do something, and Christy would sit on the left side of me, and then my husband was the other side, and then Richard would sit on the other side of me. So they would sit separate from each other.
So you guys were separated by two people.
Yeah.
Okay. But there was never an argument or a disagreement. It was just like...
There really wasn't. We actually got along the, you know, times we were talking.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think they ruined your vacation?
Yes. Absolutely not. We had a great time. We had fun. I mean, they're both really, really cool people. I mean, Richard was really funny, and, you know, he just wanted to have a good time. He's, you know, he's a total gentleman, and any woman out there would be lucky to be with him. So if there's any single ladies listening, you know, if I knew anybody, I would set him up in a heartbeat because he's a sweet guy. And, you know, it's just one of those things that just didn't work out. And
It was almost an impossible scenario. I mean, you talk about a long shot. What are you looking like that for, Melissa?
No, I'm just listening. I'm listening because there is an... I just feel like if there's no tension, if there's no true awkwardness, I just feel like it's a... I don't know. I feel like it's a wasted potential fun time, even though that's not a very well-constructed sentence.
Was there one day where you just didn't see each other? You woke up in the morning, didn't see each other all day, and saw each other at night?
Not the whole day, but yeah, near the end, there were some spaces... She didn't show up for dinner one night, so.
Really?
Oh, really? She just bailed.
She was, you know, tired.
Okay. Did she tell you that she was going to crash in the cabin, or did she just not show?
Yeah, she said she's going back to the cabin, and she just didn't show up for dinner.
Okay. All right.
That's weird.
Well, the whole thing is weird.
Like, the fact she didn't even show up, like, I mean, he still is footing the bill for it.
Yeah, I just, was it established that there was never going to be anything going on the trip? Or was there always the potential? Because I feel like if there was always the potential and she was just trying to
avoid it.
Well, I mean, I think at first there was the unknown, and then a few days in it was, you know, we had to talk. And
that should have been it.
That should have made it fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was from that point on where she started sitting on the opposite side of our friends.
Oh, really? After you had that talk?
Yeah.
But you say you're the one that initiated the conversation.
Well, I just brought it up and said, hey, you know, let's talk about what's going on, and... We agreed it was awkward and that there's no chemistry and, you know, let's just have a good time.
Okay. Cool.
At that point, I'd just be like, the hell with it. Deuce in your own bathroom. Like, don't go down. No need to go down to the bar.
Thanks, Ann.
I mean, you're paying for it.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ann.
Ann?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thanks.
Ann's on a soap opera. Bill and Ann from Ohio, they're on Young and the Restless. They don't say goodbye when they hang up.
The whole conversation's been awkward,
yes.
I think.
Right. I want some space. I want some more space between you and me right now.
I'm uncomfortable.
I gotta be honest with you. I think the problem in your relationship with Christy was Ann. She's definitely into you. Which made Bill uncomfortable, but nobody knows this, but Bill and Ann are actually swingers. They have a dungeon in their basement. Wow.
It's the ones that you never think would be swinging or really swinging.
They wear cat sweaters. They don't swing.
That's just to cover up. Cat sweaters, but they got cover wear the sweaters in the summertime to cover up her pierced nipples.
Oh my God.
Totally.
Richard, you tried.
I tried.
At least you tried, man.
At least you tried.
Yeah, you had an experience.
It was an adventure.
You'll never do it again, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't recommend a 5-day cruise as a second date, but it was fun.
Probably not even going to call her.
No.
Probably not. Okay.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I mean, think about what that must feel like that anxiety pit in your stomach when you realize that you just got off a date or you just hooked up with your boss's ex.
And you can't do anything to take it back. I mean, you can't change it, history of what you just did. And so, yeah.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
All sorts of angles probably to take it. Do you tell the boss? Do you let it go? Mm-hmm. Do you pretend it never happened? Hey, Jillian, you're on the voice disguiser.
Oh, good.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
We're okay. You're on the voice disguiser. We can't recognize your voice.
Yeah, thanks for pointing out the knot in the pit of my stomach.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, no.
Tell us the story. How did it happen?
So I went out. This is past Thursday night. So we went out with some girlfriends. We were just hanging out, drinking. I got a little tipsy. We were at this bar, and I met this guy. And so I was drinking a little bit, but I actually really did like him. And I know I did something kind of slutty, but I ended up going back to his place and hooking up with him.
Like all night. The way hooking up?
Yeah, let's define hooking up.
Sleeping with him.
Okay. But sleeping, but not really sleeping.
Yeah,
gotcha. The non-sleep sleep.
No cuddling.
Just so you know, I don't think that was slutty because you were buzzed. So that makes it not slutty, just for reference.
Sweet.
Chen's numbers just went down by dozens.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. Good news.
All right. So you go to the bar, you get your buzz on pretty good, and you end up. Okay. Gotcha.
Right. So, but the thing is, I stayed over, and then I got up the next morning and we switched numbers. Like, it was. You know, we actually did like each other. So we had breakfast. I left.
Hey, as a courtesy move, when you're doing that early morning number switch, write down your name also. Just generally speaking, that's a good idea.
Okay, both of you.
Because if not, about 10:30 in the morning, you'll get a hang-up call, and that's him hearing the name on your voicemail. Just so you know.
True. All right, so continue on.
So the next day I'm at work. And I get this text from him, and it's like, hey, I had a really great time, hope to see you again soon. And then, like, right after that is the second text that says, so do you feel awkward at work today? And I wrote back, and I was like, no, work's cool, why? And then I didn't hear anything back from him until later that night, and he called me and to tell me what was going on. And I had absolutely no idea that this is my supervisor's ex-husband.
So
did I miss something?
He knew that you were his ex's employee?
Yeah, I feel like I missed something here.
Yeah, but first of all, it's not like I just have one supervisor. I have six supervisors.
But how did he know that you were an employee of one of those six supervisors?
Well, apparently he met me almost 3 years ago when he was still married at a company event.
You didn't remember him.
I don't remember him telling me that.
And he never brought it up when you guys were at the bar getting your buzz on.
Of course not.
Never said anything. Oh,
that's wild.
He was trying to go there.
Well played by him. Nicely done. Why complicate things with details that may take your mind off the goal at hand?
Wow.
Oh, that sucks.
It's good for him.
So were you upset with him? Were you ticked off?
I was stressed out I'm upset that he didn't tell me because I was in this position, but then, no pun intended, but then he also, I really like him. So, I ended up going out with him again.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to change things here a little bit.
Over the weekend, I went on again. I didn't go out with him. I went out with my friends. I wasn't going to go out with him, and then I ended up going over there again. I really like him. We totally hit it off, and, you know how hard it is to meet somebody.
When he told you that he had met you previously, was it a little bit like watching the end of the movie The Sixth Sense where you're like putting everything,
yeah.
Did you remember that you met him before?
No.
You didn't. You still had no recollection.
No.
Have you asked him if, is it possible that you and he talked about your mutual friend on, what was it, Thursday night, the night of the original hookup, but because you were buzzed, you don't remember it? Or are you 1,000% certain it didn't come up? Not that it makes a difference.
That's like, that's one of those, it's a little fuzzy. But I'm 95% sure.
So what is the question that we're asking this morning? Do you tell the supervisor? Do you not tell the supervisor? I guess we need a little history here also of the supervisor and the ex. Were they married? How long have they been broken up?
They were married. They've been divorced for 2 years.
2 years.
Okay.
No need to tell.
So well, the question is, and what I'm asking is, I just want approval that I can, I mean, am I wrong? Can I still see him? And if I can't still see him, I mean, I need somebody to really tell me that I can't, that there's no way that that's okay.
Well, is your boss over it? Is she moved on?
I have no idea. I don't talk to, I mean, I barely work with that supervisor, you know? I obviously don't talk to her about my personal life.
Does she have
Does
she have the ability to fire you?
Yeah, I mean, all supervisors have that.
But I mean, like.
Yeah, in our department.
Do you not talk to her enough that, like, would she be able to, on Wednesday, if for whatever reason, would she be able to call you in the office and go, I'm sorry, we have to let you go? Or would it be somebody else doing that? Because you're saying that she's a supervisor, but, like.
I've worked there for years. I mean,
If she's not your immediate boss and she's just someone who's above you in the organization, I think you're free and clear.
Hey, Natasha. Good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Go ahead.
I would just say that if, like he just said, if it's not one of her direct supervisors, it's probably not going to come up enough for her to worry about. On top of that, if it's been 2 years, I would say she's probably well over it. And if she didn't even know, there's no reason for her to be worried about it. What? I have more than one supervisor, too, and I'm not real close to any of them, but something like that, I would highly doubt that one of them could, even that would come up and just say, you're fired because of that. And if they did, the way that the laws are wrote, she could come back and, I mean, that would be the end of that.
At one point or another, though, if the relationship evolves into something more meaningful, at some point you're going to have to say something because you're going to end up at an office party together or a Christmas party or something, and you'd want to give your supervisor the heads up that, look, I don't want you to be shocked.
Ooh, that's uncomfortable.
Tomorrow at the party. When
bringing the ex-husband,
I agree with the
listeners.
It just depends on the nature of the relation, their work relationship. I mean, if it is truly one of many supervisors and it's the one supervisor she never sees, then what is the, you know, why would she have any obligation to say anything after 2 years? But if she is somebody that she has to deal with a lot and the woman's going to find out some other way and it makes it awkward for them, I don't know.
I think it all depends on the supervisor's state of mind with her divorce.
You just don't know, though, because your supervisor won't share that with you if you're an employee most of the time.
Right, but if she's, you know, if she's over it and she's moved on and maybe she's in another relationship, then I don't think she has anything to worry about.
Jillian, do you know if your supervisor is in a serious relationship with somebody else?
Not that I know of, but I really have no idea.
Okay. Justin, go ahead. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Oh, hey, I think she should have the other guy tell her supervisor, because he was the one in the relationship, you know?
So you say it's the ex's responsibility to say, to define what's going on.
Maybe. It depends on if they still talk or not. Yeah. I mean, they may not be in communication at all. If they are, that would be a great way to solve the problem.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
I think that she needs to invite the supervisor over the next time he invites her over, and they need to have a bit of a reunion.
Oh, you're crazy.
You're so Jerry Springer.
That is, like, that is creating drama right there. Good morning, Patrick. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. I was just wondering if there was children involved.
How does it sway you either way?
I'm sorry?
How does it sway you either way? Like, let's say.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to. My stepchildren's parents to be my supervisor or vice versa. That would create a problem.
You're fast-forwarding this relationship.
If there's not children, then there's no history.
Well, I think, and also if there's children, they're still in contact with each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If they don't have children, then they don't necessarily have a reason to be in contact.
Jillian, are there any children involved in this whole thing?
No kids.
I'd say they're fair game.
Yeah, most mm-hmm. are calling up saying you don't have to say anything. I just do think that eventually you're going to have that talk before he walks into the office, or he's going to pick you up to have lunch one day or something like mm-hmm. that. And wouldn't you rather her know before it's a shock and she finds out in front of the rest of the office?
But you have to remember, they just hooked up Thursday and they went on one other date.
Yeah,
we're talking about
yet.
Two nights.
Yeah,
so, yeah, telling her now would be way jumping the gun on
Agreed.
That.
Agreed.
You know?
We haven't even gone on a date, a real date.
Yeah, you're just hooking up and you're drunk.
That's totally different. Last call. Good morning, Shandell. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, morning. I think that they should just keep it to themselves because they just hooked up. They're not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when do you think is time for Jillian to pull the supervisor aside and go, okay?
If they decide to stand.
So if they decide to what?
To start dating.
Start dating. So once it gets exclusive, that's the time to bring the supervisor in on it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right, thank you. Jillian, most are calling up saying you don't owe the supervisor anything yet. You hooked up with the guy twice. Everything's so exciting now. Yeah, of course you like him so much. But who knows what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks.
I like
you know?
Him especially after 7 beers.
Just don't screw him over because then he may call the ex-wife and say something.
Handle it delicately, but you don't owe her anything just yet, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.